This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There have been demands for an international inquiry into May's deadly crackdown against dissidents in Uzbekistan. That situation represents a delicate balancing act for the Bush administration because over the past few years, Uzbekistan has become a strategic ally. Its air bases are used as a launching pad for the war in Afghanistan. Now there are signs that Uzbekistan wants to rethink that arrangement. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
When military strategists began drawing up plans to go into Afghanistan shortly after 9/11, they were faced with some tricky logistics regarding where to base U.S. forces to launch operations against al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Three of Afghan's closest neighbors, China, Iran, and Pakistan, were not options. The U.S. began negotiating with two former Soviet states in Central Asia, Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan, for the use of small air bases from which the U.S. military could shuttle troops, weapons, and aid into Afghanistan. This worked for nearly 4 years and was expected to continue until a statement was suddenly released last week by a group called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which incorporates Russia, China, and five Central Asian states, including Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. Marvin Ott, a former CIA analyst and a professor at National War College, says the statement by the SCO was very clear.
Now that the Taliban had been removed and the situation in Afghanistan was now quite different, that it was time for the U.S. to present a timetable for an end to its presence in these two countries.
The Bush administration responded, saying that any negotiations about withdrawal had to take place with the host country, not with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. 2 days later, Uzbekistan issued its own statement, echoing the SCO. A couple of days after that, Kyrgyzstan followed suit. Andy Hone is with the RAND Corporation and is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Strategy from 1998 to 2004. Hone says that Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan were likely under pressure from Russia and China to push the U.S. military out of the region.
Russia and China, while supportive of U.S. goals in opposing terrorism, have certainly never been comfortable with the presence of U.S. forces in Central Asia. There is a recognition that for a period of time that a temporary U.S. presence is, although not desirable, it's something that they would have to live with. What they don't want to see is that any arrangements be made permanent.
Hone says the relationship between the U.S. and Uzbekistan has become strained recently after Uzbek forces opened fire on unarmed demonstrators, leaving hundreds of people dead. National War College professor Ott says the Uzbeks were surprised by the harsh criticism leveled by the U.S., but he says their recent statements may just be posturing.
The message from the Uzbeks was, we are deeply irritated by the sort of the political role you're playing. We think it's time for you to think about packing your bags, but oh, by the way, if you're willing to write a bigger check, maybe we'll reconsider.
The arrangement with the bases in Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan were held up as good examples of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's vision for the U.S. military. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says that vision involves creating a more agile military with the help of scattered overseas bases that Pentagon officials call lily pads.
In short, it means a small base. And lily pads, of course, can't put a lot on them because they'll sink if you do. And so the metaphor here is that you want a base that's politically nimble, that doesn't require a lot of effort to ask a host government for help that it's not comfortable providing.
And O'Hanlon says a base that doesn't require enormous resources.
Part of Rumsfeld's thinking, and I think he was right on this, is that if you're not sure who's going to kick you out and you're not sure who's going to say yes to allow you access in a future crisis, you want to diversify and you want to minimize your investment in a given place.
Pentagon officials say that operations would be more difficult and costly if the military lost the Uzbekistan base. But spokesman Lawrence DeRita indicated that the Pentagon could overcome that problem.
It happens to be a facility where there's been a great deal of assistance to important operations, but we always have a range of options, and there's no one facility that's so critical that we couldn't manage without it.
RAND Corporation's Hone says the Pentagon should view a possible break with Uzbekistan as part of the learning curve in developing its new military posture.
to a greater or lesser extent, we're going to have to expect this in the future. These arrangements are always been seen as something that could be somewhat episodic.
And Hone says, subject to change, depending on the circumstances. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.